A Seattle homeless advocacy group is not giving up its fight to take over an empty bank building downtown. Federal officials turned down its application to move into the building that housed Seattle's Federal Reserve Branch up until 6 years ago. The homeless advocates say their rejection fits a pattern that's gotten the feds in legal trouble before, but their time is running out. Seattle Public Schools officials recently launched their own bid to open a school on the property. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes takes a look at the dispute over the building's future, beginning with a peek inside the building itself.
Walk inside the Federal Reserve Building, and it's hard to not dream about what it might become one day, despite many reminders of its nearly 60 years as a working bank. The clearest reminder, a two-story vault. Simple paper signs still hang on the cream-colored concrete walls that read, once, like $1 bills. Even heavy metal bars still guard the door. Right across the lobby from six brass-covered teller windows, you can see one of the deficiencies in the building that federal officials say will need to be improved before someone can move in here. And it's just the tiles that are under your feet. It's an old building. There's asbestos under these tiles. And officials say that that asbestos will have to be removed before someone else can move in. The building also probably needs seismic upgrades, but it could be much worse. When homeless advocate Allison Eisinger first toured the building, she had no idea what to expect.
We thought it's possible there are broken windows or dripping pipes or pigeons flying around inside. And in fact, what we found is that the building is in extraordinarily good shape.
Eisinger heads the Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness. She sat down for an interview in front of the bank building on 2nd and Spring. It's where she and three partner organizations dream of opening a center with all kinds of services for the homeless under one roof. They applied to take over the building under a law called the McKinney-Vento Act. It gives groups assisting the homeless first dibs to move into vacant government buildings that federal agencies no longer want. If homeless advocates show they're able to pay for necessary building upgrades, the deed is theirs, practically free of charge. But in June, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services turned down Eisinger's group, a move she calls improper.
Well, I think it's very reasonable that the federal government agencies involved want to make sure that 6 months down the road, things don't just fall apart. Well, so do we.
In their letter denying the homeless group's bid for the bank building, a Health and Human Services official said Eisinger's group didn't provide enough detail about, quote, highly complex legal structuring or financial agreements contingent on circumstances outside the applicant's control. But a national watchdog group says the feds turn down homeless advocates far too often.
There is a long history of noncompliance by several different federal agencies.
Tristia Bauman is an attorney at the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty. They've been helping Eisinger's group explore its options after their application was denied. If homeless groups don't get a vacant building, schools get the next shot. And after that, it goes to public auction. There's no evidence that this is what the government wants, but auctioning off a piece of prime real estate would make more money for taxpayers than giving it away for free.
Our concern is that there is a motivation to sell the property as opposed to properly conveying it to a homeless service provider.
Health and Human Services officials refused to comment on Bauman's concerns, but in a 2013 ruling, a federal judge seemed to validate them, finding widespread and troubling indications the federal government wasn't complying with the vacant property law. But the process of getting the bank building off the government's rolls is moving on, and now it's the Seattle Public Schools' turn. District leaders submitted their own application to open a school in the building. But before heading into a recent school board meeting, District Facilities Manager Flip Herndon says the homeless advocates still have first rights to the building.
And if that's the way it plays out, then that's the way it plays out. But the only reason we're applying was because their application was rejected. So we're not in direct competition with them.
For now, homeless advocates like Eisinger hope public pressure will get federal officials to reconsider, but they haven't ruled out more drastic steps, including taking the feds to court. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.